The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
All right. You know, it's been about an hour and a half, maybe longer, since we mentioned, maybe even longer than that, that we mentioned that we had worked at a radio station in the past. I was on the air. Brady was in sales. That would have taken Hitler's money. They don't care who was going to pay. Whatever you were advertising worked. And we said if Hitler had a flooring store, it'd be pretty gay. Well, great. Scott Haynes, who is our funniest listener by I don't know how far. It's gotten leaps and bounds. Has been searching for the right line for Hitler's flooring store. And he came up with it's a blitzkrieg of savings at Hitler Flooring. Come on down. New hardwood. Mein Douglas Führer. Wood, you know, Douglas fir, that's funny. Douglas fir, you're stretching. He found it. Because he's had a few, and they've been good. But it says, call now and say Tile Hitler Flooring. Receive 20% off. Tile Hitler, as the name of Hitler's flooring store that the Zone would have gladly advertised for, is the win, Scott. You busted us all up. Have you guys seen that new commercial for that lady who sings her? I think it's a flooring thing. Some blonde.
Oh,
lady.
It's horrible.
All right, I'm going to go with Brady's review on that. It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the end, she just kind of lip syncs the thing, and then
that was putting my wife in the Suns playoff commercials.
Right. I can't get enough of it though, and I don't know what the product is, but she sings her own theme song at the end.
I think you might be right.
It's flooring, yeah. I think. And I feel bad for her because they didn't edit it well. So when she's done singing, her body just kind of exhales and her hands fall. And they didn't cut that out. Like, they didn't keep her smile on. So, like, at the end, she's like, are we done? It looks like a hostage negotiation. At the end of all those hostage videos, when they look around like, that's the message, right? Oh, it's dying. But if you had a tile store right now and you didn't call it Tile Hitler just for a week until the media made you stop.
1-800-TILE-HITLER.
What in the world is that? I'm going to go in. First off, you'd have to have great prices.
Have you seen the prices?
Have you seen the price? Because that would make, because convenience would trump people. I got it at Tile Hitler.
Commercial grade. You can step all over this.
Tile Hitler is so funny. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Anyway, and then people on Swimply, this guy says, hey, Brady, I was going to come by today and check on your air conditioner that you called about. Your wife did. Can I get your address real quick? He's going to sign you up for Swimply, Brady. Don't fall for this. There's people that want to put you on the Swimply. And no one's convinced you would hate it. Brett, they are convinced you would bury them in your pool with the new cement.
Oh, goddamn right.
They know I would.
Gone.
Mind. But people are like, Brady would be out there allegedly cooking for these strangers. You know Brady would be working the grill. And
you'd have been proud of me yesterday.
What do you want, man? Chief?
Who'd you turn away?
Doorbell rings. Dogs are barking.
Yeah.
Open up the little side window blind.
Yeah.
Look at it, and it's a guy. It's solicitation.
You don't know who it is?
It was probably for, bug spray or whatever.
Right.
Just stare at him.
You did my trick. You just stared at
just
the guy in the window.
Close the blind.
Nothing to
back
it.
To.
Doesn't make you feel bad at all, does it?
No.
In this day and age.
Brady.
A little bit you felt bad.
Come on.
Because here's the
maybe
thing.
Maybe a little.
What Brady told me earlier was he got a call that said, the IRS needs to talk to you. The government
is a federal investigation.
Federal investigation of using it. So Brady called him back.
I didn't call him back.
Well, you hit the button.
Yeah, it just says press one to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You press
game
one.
Over.
Yeah,
the guy
his phone is infiltrated.
Says Social Security Administration. I'm like, yeah, you called me. Click.
Yeah, you pressed one and gave him all your dick pics. That's basically what just happened.
So they got nothing.
They got all of them. No, your face is on there. You got a whole bunch of Brady pictures. Yeah, I think they'd rather have dick pics than the access to the discarded videos you won't put on Boss KUPD.
They got Wild America videos.
Oh, the ones tons that aren't, of them. The ones that aren't good enough for the final product, which are just
don't
too
ever
hot
call this guy back.
Comas. Yeah, your phone is broken.
Boss KUPD after dark.
Yeah, the IRS calling. You never hit one. You just hit off. But I'm proud of you. You didn't answer the door. I'm proud of you that your screen door isn't open and you're just leaning back staring outside all day like normal.
There goes Kenny. Ah, Laser's got an appointment somewhere.
It's a lot of downtime in the summer. Not much action going on in the summer.
I don't know. Yeah. Last week we had monsoons. Monsoons, I can see you with it wide open.
Oh, that door was open.
I set up the chair and was looking out.
Did you have your door open and your screen?
No.
You're the only man in America or in Arizona with a screen front door.
Where's Kirby?
Brett called me the one time. He didn't know Brady very well years ago. Went over there to grab something out of his house, and he just sits in that chair and stares out the front screen door. Is that not true? You called me because you weren't kidding, and I'm like, I know I'm not kidding. He just stares out that door.
And it was something like that. Oh, there goes Kenny.
There goes Kenny. There goes Kenny.
He's got company in the house. He just can't.
What's happening out there?
It's crazy. Anyway, well, I'm proud of you, Brady. Child Hitler's still funnier, but.
A lot funnier.
Yeah, that's great. And now people are sending me chants. Cheap tile. Cheap tile. I would go to that store. Enough times passed. That's kind of funny, right? I always thought Pol Pots and Pans would be a great place, you know. There's a lot of funny stuff you can get out of these things, but people are just uptight. All right, it's time now for the hot releases. That means all the new music, movies, DVDs, all the releases that come out this week, usually announced on a Tuesday, but they're kind of coming out now. Toledo's got all the games and stuff. What do you got?
A lot of the games are still coming out on Tuesdays, but not a good crop this week. Rocket Rumble is available for you. This is the PC gameplay, but you can get it on your other platform as well.
That looks pretty cool. It feels like an old race. Oh, you're in a pinball machine or something?
Kind of look like Marble Madness a little bit, yeah.
Man, that looks great. Play online or on the couch? Where else am I going? Oh, it's a pig and a fox with jetpacks.
A cat.
A cat. It's kind of got the cute factor plus some racing.
Like a hat, brooch,
pterodactyl. Johnny, what are you making? All right, that's not bad.
All right, so Rocket Rumble is available.
There's a sale at Penny.
The Falconer Warrior Edition. This one is for the Nintendo Switch today.
I told you about the time that well. Falconer stopped me at Discount Tire.
Yeah.
You want to see it? I'm like, what?
I do.
We were over there. Discount Tire on the 101 in Indian Bend, and the guy was going to break his bird out and let it float around and come back to him. I'm like, that's okay. I trust
I would have loved
put this meat in your mouth.
You're not going to do that at Discount Tire.
Sure, I would have.
No, Brady would have. Oh, Brady
waiting an hour for my tires anyway.
He puts the glove on and all. You want to see it?
Like, brings it out.
Not at the freeway.
Yeah.
No.
Bust it out.
No.
I am a little worried
there
about a guy
is
that has
let's
to throw sell some it.
Here was the thing.
Yeah, it is.
The Falcon was right there. Why did I need it to fly away?
Right.
Like, I see the end result already without all the middle. You just put them on your arm.
What if you're there the
one time? It's a bird that flies.
It's a bird that flies. I see that all the time.
This is Dar, my eyes.
But this one leaves and comes back. I'm like, they all come back.
What if you're there the one time it doesn't come back?
That's, and then I would be the one that he blames with that glove on going, Dar? Oh, man, he's getting pretty far out. I think he's escaping.
I don't think he's coming back.
But, I mean, just there he was in his cage. I'm like, I don't need to see it fly away. I got pigeons in my backyard that leave and come back every day. I don't have a glove. I'm no falconer. But that was just odd. We're standing in the
parking
lot.
That's all he had in there? He didn't have two ferrets and a tiger?
No. It wasn't Joe Exotic.
It's like those dicks that used to walk down Hill Avenue with the big boa constrictors around their neck and everything
else. Well, they're still there.
Oh, are they?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man.
Those knobs.
Yep. All right, so the Falconer, you got downloadable content available. And then this is Hunter's Arena Legends. PS5.
Time may go on. Super.
Yeah, if you can get one.
Look, hold on.
Are they still hard to get?
Yeah.
Let's not overly sexualize our video game characters, but
whoa.
Cans.
Oh man, look at the cans.
Look at the fun bags on that hose hound.
Two of them. Three of them.
Man. What's this called?
I be stroking.
Wow. Yeah. All it is just the camera circling this hot set of cans.
That's their trailer, yeah. So.
Man, oh, man. All right.
All right, this one's out on Netflix today. Pray Away.
The gay?
Uh-huh. It's a documentary about praying away the gay.
Out of the homosexual lifestyle.
Is that true?
It works.
If you want to change.
Does it?
There is a way to do it.
That guy's still gay.
I spent a lot of time thinking, how did I believe that?
So it's about people who tried to pray away the gay and then just went right back
to those pray away the gay camps.
Goblin wieners right after.
That something must have happened to make you gay.
Well, yeah.
Parents are learning about a program called Exodus, which claims to convert gays.
We were promoting an idealized version of life. Gay people could be saved.
I became a figurehead for this movement. My role was to get the message out. Homosexuality was changeable.
Well, there is awkwardly kissing an unwilling woman.
Love a man.
Profoundly moving.
I went to my first Exodus conference when I was 17 years old. I remember feeling like this is the path to be good.
It was.
What were they thinking, putting a room full of gays together?
Yeah.
Saying don't be gay anymore.
Man.
It can't be done. You don't really believe you can pray it away, right?
No, I don't think there's
I
was just going to ask, isn't there a factor when it comes down to the sexual abuse side
of it?
Hold on,
answer his question. Is there a twink prayer?
There is.
Brett's insensitivity is like one of my favorite things on the planet. Nothing
Matt Damon says it all the time.
Yeah, nothing.
Lord, please.
And now turn to the book of Brenneman for the twink prayer.
Brett, you lead us.
Yay, and though unbeknownst to their buttholes, the united.
What was the pause there, really? You don't.
You
really
think you
think
can pray
you
it away?
Pray away.
See,
the
it's all right if you do.
No, no, no. I mean, as far as what I was thinking of the people that were grown up, raised, and they were molested by someone.
Right.
I'm not sure if that would turn the direction, but I thought about, can you pray that away, that, you know, a horrible problem, or use it to deal with all your problems? Absolutely.
No.
That's what I believe. I mean,
the answer
it can
you
help
can't
you
pray
deal
anything
with
away.
It.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, what do you mean pray that away? Like, to cope?
It doesn't pray
mentally
away. To
help you cope. Yeah.
Right,
there
to cope.
Help it, there you go.
To cope with the molestation twisties.
You
get the sexual molestation twisties.
So you just pack it down in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Crunch it way down.
But you're not saying that it's caused, like, it doesn't cause
No, it
gayness.
Doesn't, like, is there a healing, a gay healing or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, can Benny Hinn put the wave on you?
Right. Bang into the head, so to speak. Yeah, I find
I don't think it's fascinating
that anybody thought that at one point.
And it was a huge movement. I remember,
Was
it Maury? One of them did one of the shows
Donahue
on it.
Donahue did one. South Park does
Donahue
a great did episode.
Right.
Have, yeah, and you'd have people that went there and like, oh, it worked for
and
me.
And they swore by it. If you listen to it, you
watch
think,
the
right.
South Park episode where Butters is questioning and they don't understand. Yeah. And then they send him to this pray-away camp and all they do is open doors and there's kids hanging. And they're like, oh, we got another one. And they just ignore it. But it is so satirically poignant towards how ridiculous it is to treat something like
that. At least it was an outspoken camp a little bit. You knew what was going on there.
Yeah.
Not like the way...
The Catholic Church?
Yeah, dealt with it. It had the secret camp. Hey, you got problems, just go here.
Yeah, they didn't deal with anything.
Nobody
well, that's crazy. What's
camps.
That called?
That was called Pray Away on Netflix.
I might watch that.
Here's one for Brett. Car Masters Season 3.
At Gotham Garage.
From Rust to Riches.
We've made our mark turning junkyard rust.
Old Bronco.
That looks like a scout.
Was that a scout?
Yeah.
I saw the back of it.
Into six-figure works of art.
Oh, man.
I have some high-end customers ready to fork out some money to have us build their cars. What kind of budget are you looking at?
Money is not an issue.
Really?
So this is millionaire pimp my ride.
Yeah, like yes.
It's the creme of the creme.
Whoa. High-end clients, they want things in a very particular way. They want it their way.
That might be kind of
really?
Cool.
Really? A hot tub car?
It's high-end pimp my ride.
Yeah.
And motorcycle. What was that thing?
Wow.
What's that called again?
Rust to Riches.
Okay.
Check that one out.
Car Masters, Rust to Riches, Season 3. So you can check out the first two seasons and then jump into Season 3 as well.
You watch that, and I'll be watching that Pray and Gay show.
Yep. All right.
Let's see if they got that twink prayer.
Twink away.
I'll answer all your questions.
Okay, thank you.
You get some car knowledge for me and maybe help me out with a battery now and again. I'll get some twink prayers out.
I usually don't like the foreign language trailers.
I'm going to pray my neighbors away. Hey, tweet Brennan. Works. Yeah, me and Brennan will just stand out there. And yay, the Hebrews speak of karma.
Please I lay bring hands. You. Wait a minute. Don't do that.
John, what are you doing?
All right, Twinks. Let's try to get side by side for the first time since you moved in.
Don't touch me.
Every time I see you, you're lined up. You know, if a stray bullet came through your house, you'd both get hit because you're always right on top of each other.
Magic bullet. All right, I usually don't like the foreign language trailers, but this one is on Amazon Prime. Soldiers or Zombies.
Ooh.
Is the name of the show.
It's a show? It's not a game?
It's a show.
El penal de Lomas Altas, donde el día de hoy está a punto de ser extraditado el narcotraficante más peligroso de México.
Well, there's a criminal element. They're speaking another language.
Oh, that's right.
Now there's a pig.
It turns an ordinary soldier into an unstoppable fighting machine.
Oh, it turns a little piggy into a murderer.
Oy. A murder hog.
That's the test. Murder bacon.
Oh, your worst nightmare, Brady.
No, it isn't. He eats it every day.
Just no, somebody comes after him, though?
He'd win that fight.
My eyes change like that when you see the bacon.
So these criminals get hold of zombie powers. And get fought by zombie soldiers.
Yep. Soldiers or zombies, and then...
All right, that's interesting.
So, apparently you see they that made piglet all the pigs. Take
that. Was that a piglet or a rat?
I think it was a piglet that jumped on the neck.
I like that the pigs are in charge.
All right, on HBO Max is Small Town News, KPVM Pahrump. It's a show, and it's coming to a close about Small Town News in Pahrump.
Pahrump, Nevada?
Pahrump, Nevada.
We got a weather report for you.
What do you think, buddy?
This is really.
I'm sorry, that was Elko.
23 years of hard work.
It's all the same. We're
going to expand Rump is better
into
than,
the biggest marketplace. Very exciting.
So they're just a. It's WKRP and Pahrump.
Pretty much.
Yeah. My concern Mom and Pop is the dudes. Immediate money going out.
All right. Small town is how they run a TV station in a cruddy little town.
In a really small town. Pahrump.
And she's eating Ready Whip. The CEO has just chugged a can of Ready Whip. Can't right. pray that away.
One for you, John. Your favorite person, Cesar Millan, is back. Better human, better dog.
Such thing as a bad dog.
From the leader Love of Cesar. The pack.
She won't listen to me.
Today's a new day. Claim your space.
Comes a serene new series.
She has forgotten how to be a dog. No more excuses. It's now or never.
Discover tranquility I love through training.
I need you to be calm and confident.
It's amazing.
You did good.
Cesar Millan, better human.
It's always my favorite thing
we
about
got
that show.
Deep into a couple of his episodes.
He's great.
Fantastic.
He's what I always tell my wife. Why does everyone laugh at that? Why does everyone laugh when I say my wife? Anyway, I always... Psst, psst, listen, bitch. Psst, listen. You're always so mouthy. When my wife comes home, why does the audience laugh when I say I have a wife?
She's forgot to be a wife.
She forgot how to be a woman. Psst, listen. Roll over. Quiet. Psst, put this
Stop
towel in your mouth.
Me in the
psst,
ribs.
Psst. Have you ever tried that with a...
With Lisa? Yeah. Touching her in the ribs?
Give her a little shot.
You know, times. I'm tired.
Psst. That's enough, woman. Listen.
Had to get your mind out of that space.
Yeah. Have to get you away from this space. She is tense and nervous. Just ignore her.
You can't ignore me.
She is barking because she has nobody to listen. And if you don't listen to her, eventually the barking will stop. She'll tire herself out.
I had to break the brain.
Yeah. You have to break it down. Listen to her go.
And you never listen to me.
Here we
you
go.
You and your new Mexican gay friend.
I have a wife. Why? What is so funny?
All right. Psst. CNN has 9/11 15 years later. I know it's longer than that, but they did the show 15 years later.
So wait a second.
Yeah, they went back in 2016.
This is bad.
Well, they did it again? CNN, you bastard.
Right.
The only film with footage inside the towers. That's what we need.
Yeah, exactly.
People getting squished.
Like the world just stop.
CNN Films presents 9/11.
You know, there's that one they show every year that always makes me mad from those French filmmakers.
Yeah.
That that plays the part of did my brother make it or did he not?
Right.
And they run it through the whole documentary thinking that he didn't. And then at the end there's a reuniting and I'm like, you played this for drama and it didn't need it. That one,
and everyone else
makes
around,
me mad.
The crew that went in there. Or...
Well, it's a story. It's not just the story of the towers. They're like, my brother and I didn't know. If I'm like, I'm not. You show me that he's alive and you make this.
And
this isn't about you two.
Yeah. So the big theater release this Friday is Suicide Squad, James Gunn's reimagining of the Suicide Squad that he wanted to do but wasn't allowed to, apparently. Just like
with Will Smith and. Yeah.
No, this is got.
No, the original one.
Oh, the original one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
so this
was
one's
horrible.
Got Idris Elba. Some of the same character. John Cena.
Miss Waller, I don't.
Margot Robbie's in it,
yeah.
Of course.
All right, I'm ending again.
The first one's so bad. I got tired of looking at Margot Robbie.
Really?
Yeah.
You can watch it for free on HBO Max.
All right.
Honestly, the first one
I didn't think that was possible.
I didn't either. The first one was so bad, I got sick of Margot Robbie's ass. I'm like, I want to go home.
Unbelievable. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
So bad that I didn't ever even watch the Magnificent Days of Harley Quinn and her emancipation movie because it's like the character. These are horrible.
Sorry, I'm late. Had to go number two.
Good to know.
Just realized Pete Davidson's in this.
Is this thing a
there
dog?
He is.
Worst. No sale.
That's it. Brett, what do you got?
All right, music. Not much.
Well, I got a lot, but let's just go with not much good out there.
Well,
right
okay,
now.
You said that last week, and we got Hexorcism.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Oh, my God.
Night Ranger, they got a new album out, ATBPO. This is a breakout.
I want to hear Sister Christian is 64 years old.
Yeah, look at these old Jesus.
All right, Ranger, go.
Stop doing videos that feature the band when you reach a certain age.
Once you pass 55 or the first guy gets hair plugged, no more videos with the band in.
Don't you know? Get it right. Jack Blades isn't looking good.
Not looking good at
no.
all.
Brad Gillis-Stone's all right.
Not horrible.
I didn't know Brad Gillis subbed in for Randy Rhoads when Randy Rhoads died.
Yeah, yeah. He finished off the tour.
Man. His stories are, he didn't have fun at all.
No, they just abused him. The fans.
That's Night Ranger.
So, yeah, exactly. This one, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that name.
Fuhrer
Schwanz, I don't know.
Fuhrer Schwanz, yeah.
Fuhrer. And I don't even know, I can't even pronounce that album
Fire
title.
Dick?
Is that what it is?
Humfrug.
Fuhrer Schwanz is Fire Dick. Fire Dick rules already, by the way. We all fire dick.
We got a fiddle.
Awesome. What are you talking about? There's nothing. This is already
on. Brett.
Nope.
Guys, chainmail.
Fire dick.
Oh, I got some of that coming up.
I like it.
Where's the singer of Fire Dick? Go! This is great.
I mean, for Hitler flooring? You got your.
Oh my God, we just found the band for Hitler.
Yeah, there you go.
Tile Hitler.
We got tomorrow's wake up song, too.
Tile Hitler. Tile Hitler.
Special on Walnut. Right. Ava Brown.
The colors are all named after them.
So that's Fire Schwanz.
Ava Brown at Tile Hitler. This is my new floor. It's,
you got
tile.
Another Fire Schwanz?
Oh, I got a bunch of stuff here. Oh, for the same band?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see.
You got anything else?
Here's some
Toledo. Toledo, quit directing this show already, goddammit. We're having fun with Tile Hitler. When did you start telling everybody when to? Shut up. Brady and I are killing it with Tile Hitler over there, and the Ava Brown was gold.
What else you got over there? Anything else for you?
Shut up, Rich. You get Ava Brown, and you're not going to let that breathe?
I can't decide between that or the Desert Fox.
See,
I like
these
both.
These are great color jokes. Brady's thrilling the palette out of them. Listen to Toledo. Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, so then we
really
got...
really like David Brown.
We got Nightwish. They re-released their album once. This is a Dark Chest of Wonders.
See the signs? Special on Ava Brown. Come on, man. I can't think of any colors that rhyme with Himmler.
I know. Goebbels green.
It's just, that's a stretch.
Amber.
It's too far.
What'd you say?
Amber?
Burnt umber?
Yeah.
All right. We don't want to include the word burnt in any of this.
I was avoiding that.
All right. That's enough Tile Hitler jokes. Right, this is awful.
So that's Nightwish.
I hate Nightwish.
This is Rise Up, their new album, Destructive Machines Chillin' Time.
So bad.
It's on, in stores on Friday. This is Prophecy.
All right.
Man, there's some good music out today.
I told you.
Oh,
just got one for the plumbing.
That's not terrible. I don't like the singer.
Oh. Oh, here's one for you. This is Wild Crypta, I think.
What is going on?
Drowned into the Last Realm.
Everything is awful.
I told you.
Possessed by Nothingness.
Wow. That's the name of the album, yeah.
Where did they record this?
Are there any pop bands with music out at all? That isn't a thing.
This is legit. I reloaded it twice to make sure.
Go down more. See what else is in there. This is... There you go. What happened? You worked in the record business for a while.
I don't know how that came up.
Who's going to give these guys a deal?
Nobody.
How do you know when it's good? You don't.
Babs, she's got a new album out.
Now we got it.
This is Sweet Forgiveness.
Barbara Streisand.
4 a.m.
Yeah, now we got something.
From one extreme to the other.
Another sleepless night. Each weary word I write. Tear on the page.
So, there you go, it's Barbara.
What else is on her album?
I don't know, I didn't get the whole.
Good move.
Here I am.
So that's enough for her.
All right. I like the Barbara, though.
This is Liars. Big Appetite's the name of this one from their album, The Apple Drop.
It's a KDKB band.
Kind of, yeah. It's not too bad, though, compared to the other stuff we've heard. It's like Tweaker Wayne Static there.
Yeah. Looks a little bit like if you woke the Gin Blossoms just now. So I imagine they look like this, like today.
Let's see here. Was this Linga Ignata whatever? This is Pennsylvania Furnace.
Lingua. You're not good at this.
So, I don't speak that language.
What is she?
Depressed.
I guess
the crazy part is this came off of two metal release websites.
Really?
And I tried to find other stuff, and it's all like drony, just
ethereal,
this.
Weird.
Do you want to be?
Wow. She's not even hot enough to carry this song.
In hell with me.
Man, she's just suicide in a song.
Yeah, so if you want to slit your wrists, that's out on Fridays.
That's definitely.
And Nas.
There you go.
King Disease 2. This is the title track. I don't know if there's any cussing, so be careful.
Of course there is.
I made the fade famous, the chain famous. QB on my chest, master stainless. Amazing grace, I'm gracefully aging. Without masonry, I made more paper to play with. No rap in my playlist. Sold dimes on my day shift.
There's a lot of words without cussing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Makes me nervous.
So that's about it.
Wow. Well, what a strange day.
I'm sorry, Eric's Family Barbecue, for bringing you those new releases.
Brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue, and aside from Barbara Streisand, who won't eat any of the meat over there.
Oh, what about this one?
Except the turkey, I suppose.
This is for David Archuleta has a new album out today.
Wasn't he in that Pray It Away thing? Didn't he just come out?
Probably.
Get another twink prayer.
Well, you can laugh all you want, religious people. It was your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys came up with the idea of twink prayers. French just named it. Anyway, twink prayers brought to you by Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com brings you the hot releases. And
hot release.
I just can't get past the Ava Brown and the Heil.
Oh, we got some other ones that were messing
up. I don't want to know the rest of the jokes. I don't want anybody piling on. Ava Brown was pretty great. Yeah, and the Desert Fox, that's a natural. That's a good fit. Anyway, damn you, Scott Haynes. Nope, don't read them.
No.
Don't do it.
Cannot.
946. Nope, it's not. I know.
No, they don't sell appliances.
I know how the ghouls. Yep, exactly. I know how the ghouls are going to go. It's not that. It was just a funny little one-off. Brady added the Ava Brown. Very good. The further you dig down this, the worse it's going to get. Don't do it. Leave it at Tile Hitler, because that's funny.
They don't remodel bathrooms, do they?
Nope.
Somebody was asking.
They'll floor them. That's
Ray
it.
Was just wondering. He needs a maybe shower and bathtub.
Shower. Done. Well, you know, they got the best prices in town.
You like Subway tile?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'll go over to the train station.
All right, that's enough.
No, it's 9:46.
He's in charge of it. He's in his little suit and short sleeves. You look familiar.
I should shave, but no.
I've turned him into Gilbert Gottfried.
Anyway, there's a...
No, it's 9:46. There you go, everybody. That is what we call the hot releases. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.